Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is Shine Week here on the program. Shine 30, taking place tomorrow at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. You can grab tickets, shinewrestling.com. You can watch live on iPay-per-view, wwnlive.com. It is in HD. A lot of big names on the show. Santana Garrett, Soraya Knight, the mom of Paige, Jessica Havoc, April Hunter, SoCal Val, who is going to be on the program today, Malia Osaka, Leilani Kai. List goes on. And today, as noted, we will be joined by SoCal Val. We can talk Shine, we can talk TNA, we can talk whatever you want. Coming up on the program in about a half hour. In the meantime, we'll be taking your phone calls and emails. A lot of ways to contact us here today. If you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525 is the studio line. 425-488-0525. Sports Byline, toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. If you want to Skype us, F4W Online. Skype directly to the studio here, and we'll be taking your text messages as well. You can drop us a text message at 425-780-7566. That is text messages only. Don't bother calling. Nobody's going to pick up. 425-780-7566. We'll talk all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts with Mike Sempervivi as well, including a change to the Bound for Glory lineup coming up this Sunday. A lot of big stuff. Check it out. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call. So call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking phone calls, emails, text messages, Skype lines, you know all of the numbers are on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there, scroll down, you'll see everything. Contact us here on the show. We'll be doing this for about the next half hour. And then SoCal Val is going to be joining us here. Mike, what's going on with this hurricane?
Right now we're just in the nor'easter part of it where I'm at, which is a bunch of wind and a bunch of rain, and it's miserable. And the hurricane portion of the proceedings hasn't even got to us yet. It's supposed to get to us sometime on Sunday. I'm on Delmarva. Obviously getting it is wickedly bad as the people in the Carolinas on the Outer Banks, and no matter where you are on the eastern seaboard, because this seems like it's going to spin up into the northeast unless it just, you know, jets out east into the Atlantic again very, very quickly here. The East Coast, which has already been getting just hammered with rain, with wind over the last about a week or so, is going to get a lot more of it. So hopefully everybody can be really careful, because it doesn't seem like, except if you're in the Carolinas, that the wind in the actual hurricane itself is going to be that bad. But there's going to be a lot of flooding when everything is said and done. And there's still a lot of people, especially in like New Jersey.
Wait, the Carolinas?
Yeah.
What a tie-in right there.
Really?
Bound for Glory in Concord, North Carolina, this coming Sunday.
I actually watched a little of TNA last night.
Really? Is there any chance that this pay-per-view could be affected by this?
No, because if I'm not mistaken, Concord, if my geography is correct, is way east.
I see.
The coast is getting pounded. And look, there's going to be flooding. There's going to be rain. There's going to be all that sort of stuff on Sunday for sure. It's going to be, from what it sounds like, a really gloomy day. That's weather-wise. As far as affecting anybody going to the show in Concord, I would tend to doubt it. If you're that hardcore of a fan that you're going to a TNA pay-per-view, I don't think hell or high water literally is going to stop you, because let's be real, and we've been saying this actually for a long time. One, live TNA shows are fun. We have both been to them. You've been to, I think, more than one. They are legitimately fun to go to, even though it was a little bit of a different era when I went. It was still definitely fun. Everybody still says pretty much the same thing about it. They do try to make everything as personable, as hospitable as possible. But also, how many shows are they going to have? I mean, realistically, this could be a company that's gone and bye-bye in a couple of months, and you'll never get to see them again. So why not go out there? You know the main event, if nothing else on this show, and this is what I took away from it. Again, I didn't get a chance to see the whole show, but from what I saw last night, it reminded me how great of a match Drew Galloway, who has been having a great last couple of years, you know, the indie all-stars in the last couple of years, Zack Sabre Jr., Timothy Thatcher, Chris Hero, Roderick Strong. I mean, these guys have either been rediscovered, they have stepped their game up, whatever it is, they have been the guys on a roll, and Drew Galloway fits into that category on two continents. And his match with EC3 is something that I'm legitimately looking forward to, because I can't see that being bad. In fact, I can only see it being good, and I don't know if it's going to be epic or anything like that, but that, for me, is going to be worth spending the time to see it.
You are aware that match has been changed.
No, I'm not.
Well, I don't know if it'll make you more or less excited, but it is now a three-way. It is EC3, Drew Galloway, and Matt Hardy in a three-way with Jeff Hardy.
Oh, Jeff Hardy is the referee.
Yes.
Which, yes, they ended off with that yesterday, and that's right, I forgot about that aspect of it, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, even with Matt Hardy in there, I'm fine with Galloway and EC3. I'm even fine with Matt Hardy. It was moving, to me, there was a slow, if you see the main event from last night, it is slow. Now, Tyrus has got a lot to do with that, too, but I think, I don't know. That doesn't really even affect me there either when it comes to seeing the main event.
This is TNA's biggest show of the year, their WrestleMania, and they have no television taped after this show, which is going to be very interesting. They've got EC3, Drew Galloway, Matt Hardy. Jeff Hardy is a special referee, a three-way for the TNA title in the main event. Gail Kim versus Awesome Kong for the Knockouts title. Tigre Uno, Andrew Everett, Manic, and DJ Z for the X Division title. The Wolves, TNA stars, we'll be facing Global Force Wrestling stars Brian Myers and Trevor Lee in a rematch for the tag titles. Kurt Angle returns from neck surgery. He'll be facing Eric Young. And we've got a gauntlet match. The winner will get a future TNA title shot, it says. God knows when that will be. But it's Mr. Anderson, Abyss, Mahabali Shira, Tyrus, Robbie E., Jesse Godders, Aiden O'Shea, or O'Shea, depending on what side of the pond you're from, Eli Drake, and Chris Melendez. That is the lineup for the show. It is this Sunday. It is on pay-per-view. And
I tried not to bury him. I mean, I was actually looking forward to that. Oh, man, shameful. I just saw that a little while ago,
too. What are you laughing
too.
About? What's shameful?
My lack of paying attention there to TNA. I was trying to help him out. There was a match I was looking forward to. Oh, well.
You're not looking forward to the rest?
No, not really at all. I saw a little Eric Young last night. I didn't know he turned into Ric Flair with his, when you get crazy, bug-eyed Ric Flair. You know, he's doing the bark. He was doing that with Dixie Carter last night before she told him that Kurt Angle was going to be his mystery opponent. And then he even did the Ric Flair bright red neck veins bulging out stare, long stare into the camera for, you know, just as he's enraged and also in thought about facing Kurt Angle. So another great step on the evolution chart for Eric Young's career.
You know, Eric Young, I find him to be a fun wrestler. I'm entertained by his character, but I cannot take him seriously because of what they've done with him for all of these years in TNA.
Yeah, and it took me a long time before I thought of that. I know a lot of other people thought it a lot sooner than I have. But yeah, it's really too bad, too, because he's actually been effective doing everything. The problem is he's done everything with many times absolutely no rhyme or reason and has been all over the place with it. So, oh, well. I can say this. I don't think that undercard is going to be as good as this sign that Derek Bergen tweeted out earlier on. The never tasted wings is good quote from Dusty Rhodes, when he was working for the Nashville Network, because that's how he's credited. Dusty Rhodes, TNN, the Nashville Network.
The Nashville Network.
Do you remember that? Well, it's Spike TV.
When was Dusty on Spike?
Well, he was doing that Monster Jam thing, the time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sure there could have been other things, too, but I'm assuming that's where that came from, and he probably stopped at this Quaker Steak and Lube, which is where this sign comes from, and went in there and just could not believe himself. Couldn't believe he could be that satisfied with just wings that, you know, not even of his creation. Wings, he went out and got wings that were the best in the world. Wings that never tasted as good. American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. This is a great sign.
I wish I
had this sign hanging up in a man cave or something like that. Somebody rip off a Quaker Steak and Lube, and I will pay for this never tasted wings is good sign. In fact, John, in Memphis, you may have experience with this. And so hook me up. Help me out here.
Mike's had a lot of caffeine today. Is that
Can
what
you
it
tell?
Is?
I got a little bit of sleep. I'm a little bit more lucid before the show today.
Listen, so Shine is taking place Friday, and I bring that up because someone, speaking of tweeting, sent out a poster for I Believe in Wrestling, which is taking place Saturday. If you happen to be near the Team Vision Dojo in Orlando, and I bring this up because on that show, this coming Saturday night, Santana Garrett, who was on our show on Monday, we asked her about Soraya Knight, Paige's mom, and she talked about how terrifying she was. Well, it appears this Saturday in Orlando, I wish I was there, it is Santana versus Soraya in a singles match for the Shine and NWA World Women's Championship. And maybe that Mason-Dixon belt as well, although 5 days later, we're still trying to confirm what that even is. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and we'll be joined by SoCal Val. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, a couple of text messages here. All this information, by the way, available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. This says the Saturday TNA show in Salem, Virginia may be affected. The Red Cross took it over due to flooding. So that one might be trouble.
Yeah, that one's guaranteed to be canceled.
This person here says, is Raw going back to 2 hours when SmackDown moves to USA? The last thing they need is more hours of wrestling and has driven fans away. How can they not realize? Edward, who is sending this text message, if you get a chance, listen to the show yesterday. Yesterday's Observer Live, we talked about this for about 20 minutes. The short answer is no, they are not moving back to 2 hours. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Joe from New Jersey.
Yes, Joe. Who is not Ed.
Yes, not. Thankfully.
Lucky you.
So I have that Quaker State and Lube by my place. I'm going to try to get over there and maybe I'll steal that sign for you
We'll give you top dollar for that, please.
Wait, Mike, on national radio, you're encouraging him to steal the sign?
No, I'm encouraging him to find the sign, okay?
I see.
He knows what I'm asking, so just why you got to stir things up? I was in a good mood to begin this show. You're dragging me down slowly here.
Let's take a nice photograph of the sign. How about that?
I'll do that on the board.
Straight okay. cash, homie.
Good job.
And then I wanted to talk about Death of WCW because I'm rereading it. I just bought the 10th anniversary edition. Like, how brutal was it to get that published and stuff like that? Because I know it was a different time back then.
How brutal was it to get published?
Yeah.
It was easy.
You got flogged repeatedly on a daily basis.
They asked me to write it. Well, me and RD.
Yeah, because I know, like, some
the hard part was writing it.
I like how they got RD because you couldn't bring the funny enough. Like, you're the straight man, technically, on the cover of that book, which is amazing when you think about it.
Sure. Well, the deal was RD had written WrestleCrap, and you could ask him how hard that was. I don't know. But once he wrote that, apparently it sold well, and so they said, hey, how about another book? And so he was a Figure Four subscriber, and he thought, hey, I'll ask Brian if he wants to be the co-author. We'll do this WCW book. And so I didn't do anything. I just said yes. That's literally how I wrote the last two books, actually. Is I just said, okay. Yeah, that's the story.
All right, are you doing anything else with the Death of WCW or?
Brian for like illiterates like Ed, because he is illiterate, or for anybody out there who could be deaf, or they, you know, people love podcasts. We know that, obviously. You know that better than anybody.
Is there a story I'm missing here?
No.
The reason I ask is because for 2 weeks now, every other day, someone has been asking me about an audiobook.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, where did this come from out of nowhere?
There's it's the steps in evolution, Brian.
Huh.
The people are out there that want to try to push you to do something else. And look, you've penned it twice. You wrote it, and then you remixed it.
Well, listen, let me tell everybody something. I will do an audiobook of Death of WCW before I will write the Death of TNA. So you can make of that what you will. All right, caller, thank you very much for the call there. Why do people want to read The Death of TNA? I mean, would anyone really read it?
Yes. Because they want the rants that Brian or the Brian and Vinny show give them back in visual form on the printed page. And that's what Death of WCW was. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It is, you can laugh out loud throughout the whole book. You really can. And there's also, as you're doing that, it's amazing to watch this business. And, you know, you knew about a lot of it if you read The Observer and you could really feel it. But when you're reading that book and you're watching the collapse of this company and the rise for this company to get all of these $100 million or whatever that their big year was, and then to see it all evaporate again when they're running and you can sit there and you can remember watching those shows with like 75 people there, and Air Paris and AJ Styles are all of a sudden, you know, opening Nitro, and it's like, oh, what happened? And it's just amazing. And that a lot of people, I think, maybe they don't remember WCW, and a lot of them remember TNA, and they think it's somewhat of the same thing. It feels like the same thing. And it is rather interesting to see what they've had and what they've ultimately squandered.
Here's the thing. Yes, everybody says, I really want to read the death of TNA. If you wrote it, I would buy it, et cetera, et cetera. However, I'll just say this. I can see what everybody is reading and listening to on the website. Like, I have access to all of the stats. And if you go on our message board and you read the fury that people have when something is not available to them, they're so mad. You would think that... Point of this is, a lot of times when people complain about being unable to access something, when it's finally available for them to access, there's actually nobody in there. There's just... They want it
shoot
to
promo
be
here?
They want it to be available, but they're not actually in there reading it. If that makes any sense, so yeah, everybody
it's
can tell
Veruca
me
the Salt thing. Veruca Salt, I want it, mommy. I want it now.
Exactly. Everybody can tell me that they want to read the death of TNA, but I have no faith that if I wrote that book, a single person would buy it. I actually don't think it would do very well, and so that's why I'm not jumping at the opportunity. If something goes wrong with the company, I'm not here to, anyway, I'm wasting everybody's time. Let's go to the phones.
Maybe people just like you and they want to read something that you wrote. Why can't you just be happy with that?
Because I don't buy it when it comes to TNA. Hey, listen, I know a lot of people bought Death of WCW, okay? I know that. But I don't know if they're going to buy the Death of TNA. I don't think anyone really cares. They just say they care.
The Death of Lucha Underground.
Caller, you're on the air.
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Oh, my.
You jackass.
It took this long for you to call to tell everyone how awesome you are for setting up Shine Week. Go ahead, Ed.
Actually, no, Mike. I wasn't going to call at all, but I had to respond to your jerk-off co-host. I am
hey,
not illiterate.
It's radio wrong. Here.
I just can't spell. There's a difference.
Wait, what's your complaint? Something about not spelling? That's your gimmick.
He said that I'm illiterate. I'm not illiterate. I can read perfectly fine. I just can't spell. And next week, you know, besides being Shine Week, next weekend is also the Shimmer tapings that I will be flying to go see live. And since I will be representing the website, can I
wait? Whoa,
ladies, get your protective orders.
No, that's not my concern. Say that again. You're representing the website.
Yeah, I'm representing the website. So I was wondering, if I could
what does that mean?
Credit card.
What does that mean?
That's who, when the cops arrest him, that's who he says he works for.
Yeah, you better not. What does that mean? You're representing the website?
That if I get in trouble, that I can blame it on you guys.
See?
Oh,
see?
Yeah? Yeah. You get me in touch with Prazak so that we can have a chit-chat, and then I'll get him on the show, and then we'll chit-chat more about you.
Oh, that sounds fine. Dave's actually wanting to do the show. I think he's jealous that we're doing Shine Week and not Shimmer Week.
He's jealous? Well, if he is, it's your fault, Ed. You're the one that set this up.
I love it. Ed, the go-between, because, like, Prazak just doesn't have your number, right?
I know. I could get a hold of Prazak. We'll get Prazak on next week. I just hung up on Ed.
Good.
Listen, I have no problem with Ed representing the website if he behaves himself and he does the best he can and he dresses well. I mean, Mike, you have not been going to Vegas. You have not been going to Vegas. Ed was the most cleaned up I've ever seen him this last Vegas trip. To the point where it's disappointing to me.
What's he on probation?
He cut his mullet off. He shaved. He lost weight. So yeah, if he does all right, I don't mind him representing the website as he goes to the Shimmer show, which is taking place next week. And yes, we will try to get Dave Prazak on. And the whole conversation will, in fact, not be about Ed. Let's see. This person says, I'm a second grade teacher. This is the text message. I see wrestling shirts all the time in school, but none of them watch the show. It's all about the video game. No 8-year-old is sitting through their long television show. Hey, I agree.
I got a 7-year-old who likes NXT, will sit there and can actually watch NXT, will never even think about watching Raw. He'll play with the action figures, wants a shirt here and there. But unless it's Cena or, you know, very few other people, he's not watching it.
This person says, any chance you'll ever do an audiobook of Death of WCW? Huh.
That was not me, by the way.
And this person says, I would love to read a Death of TNA. Huh. This person says, would you guys like to see a Brock Lesnar-Batista feud? Batista never got his one rematch for the title either. I don't know if it counts. I think there's probably got to be like a, what do they call it?
Statute of limitations?
Yeah, statute of limitations for that title shot. Not to mention, dude, Batista's in big-time movies right now. What does he need to come back for a wrestling match for?
I think you might see that Batista getting a world title shot on some sort of one-off major show that he comes back for quicker than you see Neville for the U.S. title against John Cena again.
Person says, apparently last night's NXT match, Balor and Joe versus Enzo and Cass, was heavily edited for airing. Supposedly, Balor and Joe were acting very heel. Comments? I think I need a question. I didn't hear about it, so I don't know. I guess I'll watch the show tonight and see what there is to see. All right, everybody, back in a moment with SoCal Val, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence. Enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In just a moment, SoCal Val is going to be on the show, but apparently I've been alerted we have a call from India. So you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about pro wrestling's equivalent to the Jordan, Mike, LeBron James conversation, the Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin thing. I heard Dave Meltzer say somewhere that Hulk Hogan is the most important pro wrestler in the history of WWE. I wanted to ask you, how is that possible when Steve Austin seemed to like move much more merchandise and have draw much more at the house shows and have better ratings and pay-per-view records and all of these things?
All right, well, listen, I want to thank you for calling all the way from India. I think the reason that Dave says that Hulk Hogan is the most important wrestler in the history of the WWE is because he was the man they built around when they did their giant national expansion. Steve Austin and Rock, I mean, the company was already built and on its way. And granted, it was coming out of the doldrums, but I would guess that's why he said that. But send the question to mailbag@wrestlingobserver.com and I'll ask Dave. All righty, SoCal Val is joining us here today. Shine Week, WWN and Shine present Shine 30 this coming Friday. Tomorrow, Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Tickets at shinewrestling.com. And you can watch live on iPay-Per-View at wwnlive.com in HD. And SoCal Val, how are you doing today?
I'm so great. Thanks for having me. And before we get into it, I know that you're so excited to see Valifornia in HD. Let's be honest.
Hey,
absolutely.
I got to talk about Valifornia. So it occurs to me that you have not lived in Southern California for like a decade. Is that true?
I've not lived there, no, in a long time. I was there around 2000 to 2002 or 3. And yeah, I moved to Orlando and I've been here ever since. I actually moved to Kentucky, Cincinnati for about like a couple years. But yeah, that's just kind of where the name was given to me and it stuck. This is now my... I'm in my 14th year, and surprisingly, I've used the same name my entire career. So I'm pretty lucky in that sense.
Well, that was my question. I do like, by the way, if you go to Wikipedia, it says name SoCal Val, and then it says build from Southern California. That'd be right.
Yeah.
Why still SoCal Val? I mean, why not like Ocala Vala or something like that now that you're in Florida?
Well, you know, the Senslaw Val name has been thrown around, and it's certainly more accurate, but I think it doesn't flow. It doesn't really, you know, run off the tongue as easily. But, yeah, I was surprised, honestly. When I moved to Florida, I actually pitched all the independent promotions I worked for. I pitched Miss Valerie because I thought, well, you know, I'll keep the Valerie. But I didn't understand why I couldn't be Miss Valerie. And everyone just said, oh, it rhymes. It's so cool. We love it. And ring announcers would mispronounce it all the time because if you're not from SoCal, you really don't know what SoCal is, which to me that was kind of surprising. But I was called SoCavia and all these different things. People didn't know what it was. And then shockingly, when I went to TNA, I thought they would let me be Valerie Wyndham or some form of Valerie or change it all together. And they loved it. Every single contract I signed, they were into the name. So I was pretty lucky.
Well, the reality is SoCal Val actually is a really good name. I mean, when you hear it, you won't forget it. And I'm afraid Miss Valerie, you probably would have... It just sounds like any other valet you'd hear, you'd see anywhere in the world. You'd forget about it instantly. But SoCal Val
definitely
is good.
And I think at the age of whatever it was, 16, 17, I probably thought that was, you know, any form of Miss Elizabeth I could get, I loved. But looking back, yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting that I haven't lived there in forever. I haven't been there even to visit in a couple of years. But I do like it. I think it's unique. And it's like you said, I think it's a little memorable. So I dig it. I think I'll keep it for a while.
Now, you mentioned 1617, and you broke in. I don't know what it is, but we've had Shine Girls on the show all week, and one after another. Oh, you know, I started when I was 15 or whatever. I don't know. My wife is pregnant, and she's going to have a girl. And when I think about it, it's like, oh, man, do I really want her breaking in at 14? That sounds like a terrible idea. But it seems to happen a lot. So tell us about your history. What made you want to get into wrestling?
I certainly don't think it's a good idea, to be honest with you. Unless you have a really good, you know, upbringing, you've got people around you protecting you, and I certainly did. My mom,
well, she'll have that.
I don't say she supported, she didn't really support wrestling per se. She supports me, but she never really gets the wrestling thing. She always says to me to this day, I don't get this wrestling thing. She sees that I love it and it's been my, you know, I've been fervently passionate about it my whole, you know, from when I was maybe 13 on. And she gets that, but it's very interesting because, you know, I have no immediate males in my family. It's my mother who's a widow and then my two older sisters and I. And I just had the middle sister, I'm the youngest of three. The middle sister was watching wrestling when I was about maybe 12 or 13 with a girlfriend of hers, and they loved Jericho and the Hardy Boys, and they loved The Rock. And I was passing by the TV going, this is stupid. What are you guys watching? You know, I'm not athletic at all. I'm the girliest girl you'll ever meet. I don't watch sports to this day. But the storylines intrigued me, and I fell in love with Stephanie McMahon and the Hardy Boys and Triple H, Kurt Angle, the Cat, Trish, all the girly ones, and especially Stephanie McMahon. So then when I started to watch it, we eventually moved to California like a year or two into it, and I just could not get over it. I loved it. I was doing some acting, but I thought that the acting world really was sort of more of a cutthroat business. It didn't have the camaraderie that wrestling seemed to have, but wrestling had all of those. It ticked all the boxes that I needed. It had theatrics and acting and costumes and over-the-top fantasy, and I loved all of that about it. So I started to attend independent wrestling shows when I was about 15, and I had two older friends of mine. One was about, let's see, when I was about 15, she must have been about 21, 22, and then I had another friend of the family who was maybe 30, early 30s, and these were just a guy and a girlfriend of mine, not a couple, but just friends, and they would go with me to all the shows. The guy knew some of the XPW people, like Chris Hamrick and Jerry Lynn and some ECW folks, and we would go to these shows. And it started to get on the message boards. Who's this chick with the legs that keeps coming to these shows? Because I wore short skirts, and I love being girly and dressing up. And it kind of got a little bit of a buzz where one of the promoters asked him what was up with me. And he said, well, you know, I think she'd love to be involved one day. You know, could you use her? And he said, yeah, we'd love to. And they put me on a show 3 days after my 16th birthday in 2002 in Anaheim, California, for Golden State Championship Wrestling, which was later renamed APW LA. But I managed Scott Lost, and I managed Pinoy Boy, who is now TJ Perkins, Manic, and he was against Scott Lost. That was my first match ever.
TJ Perkins looks about 12 right now, so.
He still does.
And was he just born when you managed him back then?
He was in diapers, absolutely.
Huh. Let me do one more thing since you mentioned the cutthroat business. So you at the time, you were thinking of acting and wrestling, and you thought, oh, well, wrestling seems much more. Less cutthroat, more camaraderie. Now, here it is. You've been in this a long time. Is that still your belief?
100%. Absolutely.
Really? And, you know,
I'm very honest. Oh, yeah. I'm very honest about the peaks and valleys, if you will, of being a female in wrestling. Let's be honest. It's easier for a girl to break in. It's a man's business. If you're a halfway decent chick and you're coming around shows, you're going to get used, period. I've seen it, you know, over the years. A lot of them don't last, unfortunately. Some of the girls that try to get in it, they're in it for the wrong reasons, or they're there to see the guys or what have you. But to me, you know, it was, in a way, it was easy enough that I went to shows and just kind of got noticed. It wasn't easy, and I don't want to take away from the hard work that I've done, and I'm such a hustler in terms of social media and self-promotion and all that great stuff. But, you know, of course, it's easier in some ways to break in. It's lasting that takes a lot of skill and a lot of perseverance and having a strong backbone, because, you know, you will be objectified by the guys, by the fans and all that. But at the same time, let's be very honest here. I mean, how hard is it for a girl to get noticed around a male business? So in that sense, I think that we're lucky. But in other ways, it can be cutthroat. Well, I don't know. I'm such a positive person that I don't really take rejection as something that, oh, they didn't want to use me. It's just like, look, not the right time. It's just like when you go for an acting role or a modeling job. You might not be right for that role. You got to let it just roll off you and keep on trucking. That's what being a hustler is all about. And it's not the best term, but it's the only one I got. But, you know, I feel like it's really a lucky thing to be a female in the business. And if you have your head on straight and you have, you know, you're in it for the right reasons, you will last and you will get respect. Will it happen overnight? Absolutely not. But if you've proven yourself over the years, it is definitely achievable.
Okay, you don't seem like the docile type B personality, you know, and I just, maybe it's watching you in wrestling for so long, and that's the only way I know you and everything, but I mean, with how you're constructed and how you're driven, if it wasn't for wrestling, what the hell would you be doing? Because I can't see you just doing modeling and a little bit of acting here and there and things like that, and that would be it. You seem like the type that has got to have everything filled, you know, every time filled all the time and just keep plowing forward with multiple
courtroom
things.
Attorney.
Yeah. So what would you be doing if it wasn't for wrestling? How would you fill this excitement that you have?
I would definitely need some sort of job that involved travel. I've always loved travel. I love art. I love art history. I love fashion. I love fashion design, fashion history. I love paleontology. I'm one of those people that just, I have such passion for certain genres. And then it's funny, I'm such a black and white person. I have no gray area. So I either love something with, you know, the fire of a thousand suns, or I'm like, I don't like it. So, for example, that would be football or sports to me. I'm not into that. It's never been a thing. It doesn't resonate with me. But, you know, you get me into art history.
Kindred spirit here.
You know, 16th century cathedrals and things that I'm really into, and I just swoon over it. Same thing with wrestling. So I think if I wasn't in wrestling, I would be some form of actress or maybe doing something with art history or fashion.
So you did one TNA date, I guess. It was for the UK tour, but you haven't been around for a while, unless... I mean, I could easily have missed it since they're on Destination America. But what happened with TNA?
Well, basically, TNA, I was signed when I was about, gosh, I guess I was 18, 2004, late 2004. And I had done a bunch of shows for them before I was signed. Actually, I don't know if I was signed in 2004. My first show for them was like late 2004. And I had a great run. It was one of those things that I just kept building myself up within the company. I was a production assistant first because David Sahadi was nice enough to give me some time backstage. He was like, look, I think you could help me out, and I know you're going to get seen, and this is going to be your break. It always takes that one person to believe in you, and that first person for me in TNA was David Sahadi. The second person to really believe in me and push me was Jeremy Borash, and then I became Ring Girl. And that lasted a lot longer than I kind of wanted it to last. I thought, this is great, but then I kind of slowly got more TV time. So at least I was getting TV time. I didn't feel challenged as a performer because I was used to managing and being involved and all of that. And speaking on the mic, I was always doing that this entire time. But in TNA, you know, I just was Ring Girl, but at least I got TV time. I was gaining some credibility. I was starting to get in magazines and things like that. And then eventually, thank God, my break was given to me when I was managing Jay Lethal and Sanjay. And then I transitioned into a heel role with Sanjay, which it's funny because people that didn't know me before that were just like, I just can't imagine you as a heel. And I'm always a little, not offended by that, but I'm surprised because my entire indie career, if you want to call it that, has been this petulant, you know, ruthless, snotty, Stephanie McMahon-style, rich bitch, if I can say that, heel. And when I got to do that with Sanjay, I really felt like I was sinking my teeth into the character that I knew so well and that I had kind of cultivated over the years. And then, you know, they released Sanjay, they released Jay Lethal, and they said to me, I'll never forget, they said, okay, well, we want to keep you around. Would you mind going back to Ring Girl? Is that a step backwards? And you know, I had to have backbone and say, listen, it is a step backwards. I have to acknowledge that. I know that, and thank you for saying that. But if you need me to contribute to this company as a Ring Girl again, I will do that. And luckily I did stay because then another great influential person in my career came around, and that's Mike Weber. He was the VP of marketing of TNA for many years. He'd worked in WCW and WWF. And he really saw in me that I had a knack for on-air hosting. He let me do all kinds of different vignettes and things like that backstage. And then he luckily got me to hone my skills in different areas that will serve me in other television, you know, broadcasts hopefully later in my life, which are, you know, writing my own scripts and producing segments and writing liners for the guys. I mean, I was writing some commercials that I got to produce Hulk Hogan in. That's amazing for somebody at my age and you know, to get that break and to sort of have a behind-the-scenes office role. And then I was, you know, in charge of some talented signings and nothing crazy in terms of office, but I was given trust with the company, and I was really, really grateful for that, because if you didn't watch the show, and this is where my frustrations came in, if you didn't watch the show, you really didn't see me ever. However, if you went online, I was all over the internet doing my own little shows and segments. If you went to a live show, I was in between the shows, you know, being the MC and talking with Jeremy Borash and Christy Hemme and holding my own on the mic. And then if you went to house shows, I was the only person on the mic really for the MC for those events. And that was such growth for me to do those house shows and to be able to think on my toes and be seen as more of an announcer rather than a manager and a character. So for that reason, the last few years of TNA were really, really influential in honing my skills in those areas.
All right, well, Val, stand by 1 second. We got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even
eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine 30 tomorrow, October 2nd, the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Tickets at ShineWrestling.com. You can watch live on iPay-Per-View in HD, WWNAlive.com. SoCal Val is here on the show today. Great interview, and Val, let's get some notes out on your social media and plug whatever's coming up.
Well, definitely, my biggest social media platform is definitely Twitter. I can be found at SoCalValerie, and I'm posting all kinds of upcoming events and different apps I've been working with, and I have a fashion blog. So I am such a tweetaholic, so be careful because your timeline's going to get flooded with all things Valifornia.
That's right, all things Valifornia. In HD, how did you phrase that earlier?
Well, basically, I was just happy you're going to see Valifornia in crystal clear HD. How lucky are you?
Very lucky. Very, you should hear the callers on the show. They're all very lucky. So that's tomorrow, everybody. WWNLive.com. You can watch in HD. They have a Roku channel as well, so you can make sure you check that out. And Val, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and hopefully we can get you back on again soon. I believe this is the first time ever, and it should not be the last.
Definitely. Let's do this again sometime, and I look forward to Shine tomorrow. So you guys better tune in. WWNLive.com. It's going to be awesome.
That's right. And we're going to be back tomorrow with more, everybody. Shine Week all this week on the show. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening, calling, texting, tweeting, etc. today. Thanks, everybody, at Byline. Mike, as always, Val. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.